Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. I am your host, Max Blasky. Today, I will be joined by Trevor Klipp, Washington County Fair President, as they get ready for another year over at the Washington County Fair. So, Trevor, how's everything going so far?
We're on track. We're ready to throw, technically, as you would say, we're going to celebrate our 150th Washington County Fair. So, been doing it quite a few years in Washington, and we're going to get it done again this year.
So what dates are the fairs this year, Trevor, and what do you guys kind of have planned for that first day to kick off this 150th year?
So obviously we're just going to be starting off Tuesday, July 16th through Saturday, July 20th. We're going to be right there in Washington, Kansas at the fairgrounds, just right to the, south side of Highway 36 there. So we'll have plenty of signage out there, and you won't be able to miss it. Our Tuesday is mainly going to be dedicated to our 4-H'ers and exhibitors and all of our booths and contestants with that. We first start with everything coming in and getting set up basically Tuesday. That Tuesday evening is just the exhibitors meeting there in the Gold Barn at 8 o'clock, and then we'll get kicked off Wednesday morning with the horse show in the horse arena there at 8 a.m., so bright and early with that, followed by, in the evening, our swine show at 7 o'clock for Wednesday evening. There will be Wednesday, midday, mid-morning, there'll be some clothing judging, textiles, hobbies, and crafts.
Now, getting into the fair itself on Thursday, Trevor, a big day of entertainment is kind of when you start kicking off the weekend. What's going on that third day?
Starting off with Thursday in the morning, we'll be doing the sheep and goat show, and then another jam-packed Thursday evening with our bucket calf interviews, technically in the afternoon, but then our bucket calf show and beef show will be starting at 6:30. However, you will need to come hungry ahead of that, because at 5:30, our Washington County High School FFA alumni will be putting on their mountain oyster and fish fry, starting at 5:30 and serving until we're out. That's going to be our main livestock shows for Thursday. But then, as we mentioned, we will have a jam-packed Thursday evening also. At 8 p.m., we will have our Indian hoop dancer coming in, Dennis Rogers, for some entertainment. Also, a ranch rodeo in our rodeo arena. And then we will have a live concert or a band by Emily Navarro at 8:30. So whether you're coming for a ranch rodeo, for a live music, or food, you're going to have it there for Thursday evening.
Marching on through the week, what's kind of the plans looking like for Friday and Saturday, too?
You bet. We'll just have the dairy show at 10 a.m. in the morning. And then the big, most important thing, what all these kids put all of their work into for these market animals for the fair, is our livestock premium sale at 7 o'clock Friday evening. Ahead of that, starting at 6, we will have the livestock sale buyer's appreciation meal and happy hour ahead of that. So come hungry for that, and then get ready to bid on some sale premiums in the evening there at 7 o'clock. Then this is a little bit more towards the kids' side of things, or adult can put a team together too, but they're going to have a dodgeball tournament sponsored by the Stick to It 4-H Club over in our rodeo arena. So that'll be a jam-packed evening full of fun for that, for all ages. And then it'll be a tried-and-true classic that we've been doing at Washington County here, and that is the dueling pianos. We're going to have those set up there on the tennis courts. That's going to be going from 8:30 to 11, or however long they want to play for us. So that'll be a very busy Friday evening for, like we said, a lot of different diverse entertainment. Then Saturday morning, our big show will be the Round Robin Showmanship Competition at 9 o'clock. That basically rounds out all of our, I'm going to say, livestock-termed shows and activities. But then Saturday is our last big night for entertainment, obviously. We will be bringing back a favorite of the county, and that would be the Moto Rodeo. So we will be bringing that to our rodeo arena. The check-in and prelims will be starting at around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And then we will have the parade at 6, And then after the parade, then we'll start with competition with Moto Rodeo in the arena there. Plenty of food options. Obviously, I forgot to mention earlier, you know, we're having some highlighted ones for Thursday, Friday. Saturday night, our highlighted option is the KLA and Kansas Cattle Women of Washington County ribeye steak meal. So that'll be Saturday evening. But then also Saturday night, J6 Enterprises will be sponsoring the Travis Gibson Band. They're going to be putting on a concert from us there at the fairgrounds from 8:30 to midnight. So really looking forward to having Travis Gibson here. And J6 Enterprises, the ones that are sponsoring him to bring him here to the fair. So we want to reach out to them and thank them and be appreciative for bringing some good entertainment in for us. And we definitely look forward to that to round out our Saturday evening and obviously the last day of fair events to technically close it as hopefully a very successful 150th year.
Where can people find the full fair schedule at?
Yes. You can go log on online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com. That can be in a Google search, and it can also be as a Facebook search. You'll come up to our website there.
I would like to thank Washington County Fair President Trevor Klipp for joining me on today's Public Affairs program. To listen back to this interview or any of our past public affairs programs, go to KNDYradio.com, and under the podcast tab, you can access them at any time. And would encourage everyone to attend the Washington County Fair starting July 16th and running until July 20th. For KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you again next week.